Sayer on the beat, the missing body. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is suspicious. Unknown. I don't know where that one came from. I'm just gonna be honest with y'all. Man, hope everybody's doing well. You can find me on Instagram at What We Gonna Do Pod. You can find me on Linktree if you want to visit the website, Linktree/ What We Gonna Do. So I confirmed that, had to make sure, but linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, email me whatwegonna do@gmail.com. So recently, I'm just gonna jump right in, you know. Everything, hopefully y'all enjoyed the last episode. Hopefully y'all got that feeling back, you know what I mean. And I'm trying to just do the edits differently, and y'all know what time it is. If y'all been around, welcome any new listeners. I see all of the countries, and salute to y'all. I don't know exactly why y'all listen. I don't know if my voice is being translated. That would be pretty cool though. If you are not from the United States, can you let me know if you're hearing this in English, or if y'all have some other type of application that is translating me into a different language? Because I think that would be freaking awesome. I could have said fucking, but I wanted to say freaking. So I think that would be pretty awesome. But salute to y'all, because the other countries, y'all be rocking with me. Canada, I don't have them on top of my head. I just saw Canada on my last little update thing that I get in email that kind of lets me know my analytics. But anyway, salute to all y'all other countries that rock with me. Salute to the women on Spotify that listen to the podcast. I don't think those numbers are accurate. I'm just going to be honest. I posted it on my Instagram. It appears that majority women listen to the show. Y'all are dope as hell. I don't know exactly why y'all listen. I don't know if y'all like my voice. Somebody told me I have like a radio voice. And what by somebody, I don't mean like somebody from social media. I mean one of my coworkers. Whenever I do these conference calls and stuff, she's an older woman. Anyway, she told me I have like a deep radio something voice. I don't really think so. Even though one part of me wants to do radio, but I don't really want to do radio. I actually prefer podcasting to radio. I don't want to have that type of commitment. I don't want to be DL and some of these other people, to be honest. That's not my interest and or my passion. But salute to those that do. I know Morgan McKenzie, salute to her, and out in Oklahoma. I know she, you know, that's her thing and a lot of people's thing, but definitely not mine. Definitely something I thought about, but I prefer podcast or like TV late night. That's what I think is kind of like my sweet spot. Let me get back to the main point of me doing this. The last episode, surprisingly, no matter what I do, y'all continue to listen to the show. So everybody is dope. Salute to men, salute to women. The numbers I still think are a little skewed, because again, that's just Spotify. That doesn't actually include like everybody. So, you know, I still feel like it's 50-50. The numbers are still pretty good, you know what I mean? But I still feel like it's more like 50-50, you know what I mean? But to each their own. Whatever y'all get out of this, if y'all feel like it's good, maybe y'all making y'all men listen to this shit. If you do, you are dope. And salute to anybody who's being forced to listen to my podcast. You're dope too. I hope you're getting something out of it though, you know what I mean? And I'll have some guests on and we'll get back to some of the normal stuff. Apologize for any pitching, you know what I mean? I'm getting a little bit in the red, might be talking a little bit too loud, but anyway, salute to all of y'all or whatever. One thing I realized with my daughter going back to school, y'all hear me talk about my kids a lot, but this just kind of came to mind thinking about my daughter and the fact that parents just don't understand. I was thinking about this Will Smith song, but in having conversations with my daughter and just acknowledging how different the world is, not just for like my younger sister and my youngest sister and my other sister and all of these different sisters that I got three of them, you know what I mean? I got a whole episode, I got three sisters. But it's so different of you being a parent now and relating and understanding, not even relating, just the way that you think about stuff and how stuff should go. You think about it from your adult brain, but you really got to think about it from a kid brain. But you're not a kid, so you can't think about it from a kid brain. So you got to try to put the two together. But then you're probably thinking about it from your brain as a kid, now as an adult, and you're still wrong. Everything you're thinking is wrong because you're no longer in that moment. You really have to be in that moment to realize. So my daughter went back to school, started meeting friends. I went there on her first day of school, sat at the cafeteria table and, you know, did all of that good stuff. And since then, she's been with her classmates. She's doing PE and different stuff at PE, and she's doing stuff on the playground. My daughter has been hit in the face twice, and I've told her, I don't want to hear about you getting hit in the face again. I don't care what the conditions are. If y'all want to know about that, hit me up. I'll let you know exactly what happened. But I'm like, protect yourself, dodge. Do whatever you need to do, because I'm tired of hearing about my daughter getting hit in the face. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I don't like it, and it makes me upset. And again, this is my dad brain. My dad brain is defensive. I will beat some little kids' asses. I know y'all are probably like, you cannot do that. You cannot put your hands on kids. I don't give a fuck. When it comes to my children, I don't care what y'all talking about. I'm not going to do this literally. I'm lying. I may do this, but I will beat the shit out of your parents or your uncle or your brothers or whoever. And if you want to shoot, I don't want to do that, but I'll leave that up to your imagination. I'm gonna go home alive. All I know is I don't care what happens, I'm going home alive. Anyway, I wanted this to be a little bit more fun, but you know, y'all know how I get. So anyway, my daughter goes back to school, and she's telling us about these different conversations and the friends. And I've already talked about all of that good stuff. She's going back to the playground. And so when she went back to school, I was like, all right, we kind of was like, let's start integrating her back into society. At least I felt that way. And she's been out. She's been to different birthday parties and different things. But again, she's not been out in the past year and a half as much as we had been out before. We always went to parks and did different things outside, so we haven't done that as much. So with her being back in school, I was like, okay, let's start kind of going back to the playgrounds and different things. And there's this one playground going towards her school that I thought was pretty cool that we would visit. And so I take my son and my daughter around the corner. You know, I wanted to give my wife a break. I think my wife was getting off work. I wanted to give her a break, so I wanted to go ahead and take them to the park. I had the energy. Now that my daughter is back in school, I think I mentioned this in the last episode, I'm getting the energy back. I'm back to recording. I'm back to all of this other stuff. So I took them to this park. So when we pull up, all of these little kids is at the playground. They at the park. And, you know, we pull up. And the neighborhood is like, it's a little bit by our house, but we kind of live in a different neighborhood. We live in like, you know, I hate to say it this way, but I'm trying to really paint a picture for y'all. You know, we live in like a neighborhood kind of like Dan on drugs, like a nice, you know what I mean, neighborhood or whatever. And then you got like the hood, which is kind of like the hood. It's like, it looked like a little mini projects, but it's not really the projects. And so when we pull up, we park, and the kids are over there, and everybody is like looking. There's nothing but kids. I don't see any parents. Nothing but kids. Not too suspicious. You know what I mean? I'm sure these kids go to my daughter's school, because this is literally in the line of the area as far as the map of kids that would go to her school. So I get my son out first. I got to get him out because I have to park in the street. So I got to get my son out first. Then I got to get my daughter. So everybody is looking. Now we got, I don't think I had any mask on that day. So none of us had masks on. Typically we go out, we got the mask on, but we go to the park, no mask. So when we, you know, like literally all of these kids are staring, I'm like, what the hell is going on? They looking like a little clique or whatever. And so as we start getting closer to the thing, some of the kids, they like go from one side of the thing to the other, and then some of the kids just leave altogether. You know what I mean? Now they didn't say too much, but anyway, we get over there. I ain't really minding these kids. I don't give a damn. We finna go over here and play. It's a playground, you know what I mean? So we go over there, and my daughter is being nice. My daughter, I love my daughter, and I told her to keep being nice. I don't care how other people act, to keep being nice. But these kids was acting funny. I'm not gonna give y'all the whole rundown, but like they went to a whole different side. And even when my daughter tried to speak to them, they were still kind of acting funny, the girls and the boys. And it was like one boy with a whole bunch of girls, it was a black boy and a bunch of little white girls and one black girl. And they were just all, it was just, I don't know, they was acting like a little bootleg ass gang. I'm like, man, y'all ain't no little gang. Like, what y'all supposed to be, like a little kid gang? I remember when I was a kid, we welcomed anybody to the park. If you was at the park, park was like a neutral place. The playground was a neutral place. We welcome everybody. If we ain't never seen you before, you cool, we making friends. I don't care if you white, I don't care if you Spanish. That's just the demographics. I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood, but then you had the different people that actually lived in this neighborhood. So boom, we were like very welcome. I don't remember people acting funny, but this day, and I don't know why, but all of these kids was kind of acting funny. And I was just like, okay, I'm steady watching my daughter because I'm one of them type of parents. I'm just trying to see how people treat my daughter. And I'm one of them people, like, I don't like people treating my daughter any kind of way. I don't care if you kids or not. Like, if somebody's speaking to you, I think you should speak back. And I'm like, these new kids, y'all ain't got no manners. And these little kids, not to say my daughter need to be friends with them, but just be nice. And so these little kids were cussing, the stuff that they was talking about. They weren't talking about my daughter because I was listening. They got to talking about, you got the COVID, like the new kid jokes. It's like, what the fuck is going on with these new kids? Like, y'all got a whole different thing that y'all got going on that we didn't have going on or whatever. But they got like COVID jokes, they cussing, all kinds of stuff going on. So eventually, everybody leaves the park. So now it's just us. So when we came there, y'all notice I said, they just staring at us. All these little kids, this little kid, and they little bitty kids, you know, probably maybe a little bit older than my daughter. My daughter is 7, they might have been 8, 9, 10, something like that. But they wasn't that much older. So everybody leave the park. Next thing you know, a few of the kids come back. I guess they was trying to see if we was just gonna come there and leave or some shit like that. I don't know. A few of them came back. So again, my daughter's trying to speak, asking people their names, what are they doing, da, 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 you know, just asking, being a kid. My daughter is friendly to an extent, you know what I mean? Like, when we go to park, she typically is talkative and playing and trying to see, you know, she like to play with other kids, which I'm glad she got to go back to school. And that, I mean, it's just something that she enjoys, and I ain't mad at that. Again, this is a kid brain, this is not my brain. So again, the kids is just acting funny, acting like they don't want to talk. It's three girls, it's one boy at this point that I mentioned earlier. They're back now, and so still kind of acting funny. Eventually their folks came, and so they started leaving too. Like, their folks were coming, picking them up, they started leaving. I wasn't tripping. I went and talked to my daughter, and I told her, don't mind them, they're being a little bit mean. Keep being you, keep being nice, keep being friendly, keep, you know, talking to people. Don't let people change how you think. Again, this is my adult brain thinking about my daughter and just wanting her to understand why these kids are acting this way towards her. But she didn't take it no kind of way. She didn't feel like they were doing anything. She didn't feel like they weren't giving them, because they weren't even barely wanted to tell the girl her name and all of this type of stuff. And so she wasn't really catching all of that. But as a parent, I did, you know what I mean? Because I know, I've seen my daughter play with other kids. I know how other kids have acted towards my daughter, and how my daughter has never been a mean girl. But these kids are acting like some little mean girls, little mean kids and stuff like that. So after that, then there's a whole other little situation that happened with this little other boy, this little white boy. He came over there and my daughter is speaking to him. Hey, she's saying he is completely ignoring my daughter. He was on like a bike, a scooter or something like that, completely ignoring my daughter. So eventually, you know, I'm like, what the hell is going on with these kids? Like, what is wrong with these kids in this neighborhood? So I eventually say, you can't speak. And he said, yes. And so my daughter asked him a question. He said, my name is such and such. And then I kind of go back to minding my business, pushing my son around. I've been pushing my son around this whole time, which is normally what I do when I take my son to the park. So then what happens is, I hear the little boy say, I'm not supposed to speak to strangers. And I was like, what the fuck? Because again, I know that is typically reserved for parents. That's like, that is typically reserved for speaking to adults or teenagers or something like that. I don't really hear kids saying that to other kids. I'm not supposed to speak to strangers. I'm like, it's kids. Kids ain't strangers. Kids is kids, unless you around big kids. So anyway, that happened. We stayed for a little bit longer. Then eventually we left because it was starting to get dark. I wasn't trying to get bit up, but it was just a whole little weird thing. But again, my brain versus my daughter's brain were two different things. The way that everything happened to her was not the way that everything happened to me. Fast forward, now we got a whole other situation with this other little girl on the bus, and just when my daughter says she's making friends. So my daughter is riding the bus this year, and pretty much every day she comes home, she has a story, or she has a new friend, and she has to tell us like what they talked about, what they did, and who sat next to her, and all of this stuff. So one day she gets home and she tells us about this little girl on the bus that lives on the same street as us or whatever. Obviously, all the kids that get on this bus, they go to the same bus stop. So she done had this long conversation. She telling all our business. And I think I might have mentioned before, I'm glad I'm retired and I'm not living a certain type of life. But she telling all this stuff to this little girl, and this little girl is telling her stuff. So cool, you know what I mean? My daughter's like, I made a friend. And so I think when my daughter got home that day, she was like, yeah, you know, I want to go over to her house and such and such, such and such. And I said, well, look, first, of course, I'm thinking, what in the hell? Why is y'all talking about all this stuff? But I didn't say nothing to her. My wife didn't either. We just kind of like let her have that. It's some kid stuff, even though she probably said a little bit too much. It's like some kid stuff. And I think the girl is a grade or two ahead of her. But that's, you know, not that big of a deal, you know what I mean? But it is a little white girl. And then y'all probably like, why you keep saying black or white? I'm really trying to paint the picture for y'all, you know what I mean? Because conversations happen differently with different demographics. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all know, you know what I mean? If you don't want to call a spade, that's fine. But y'all know that conversations are different in different households and just how people do stuff. So anyway, I think that day I was like, we'll have to talk to her parents and, you know, we'll see, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? Just because y'all done had this long conversation and y'all done, the little girl done told a bunch of her business, Lonnie done told a bunch of our business. That don't necessarily mean that, oh, everything is cool and now the parents can meet up and stuff like that. So the funny thing about when my daughter told me this, when they got off the bus that day, I tried to, you know, like, of course I seen the little girl, but the little girl always kind of like act funny and she go like straight to her house or whatever. So like the next day after my daughter said that, I tried to like, you know, just speak to the little girl again, acted funny, had her head down, didn't really, you know, most kids get off the bus, bye bye, you know, they both go to that, like that's little kid stuff. This is how I think about kids. But the little girl get off the bus, she goes straight to the house. Now let me tell you about her folks. So her folks, they have always been like a little weird to me since we moved to this neighborhood. I always got the garage open. They got a bunch of like rugs and stuff on the wall of vipers and panthers, and they always sitting in the garage, or they you know, out like sitting in the driveway, or they like in the street. I don't know exactly what they be doing, but of course I had to pay attention to whatever rugs they had hung up. I didn't know exactly what I was looking at. We are in a place where it's like, you know, it's Trump, you know what I mean? And so I was like, okay, it's like some car stuff, you know what I mean? I ain't really tripping too much. There is another house that they got kill something. I don't know exactly what it says, but I don't think it's about no animals. All I know is I've only seen it once. I rarely see those people ever at home. I rarely catch a glimpse of them. I've seen inside of the garage twice. I have not been able, because typically the garage is closing as I'm driving by. So I have not been able to make out exactly what they have in there. But I tell my daughter, stay away from this house. So anyway, the girl still act funny, you know what I mean? Just kind of like weird to me after y'all done did all this talking. So my daughter tells me, she asked the little girl, did you tell your parents about me? The little girl kind of wasn't saying nothing, so Alani asked her again, did you tell your parents about me? And the little girl said, no, you know, I haven't, or something like that. Again, that was a red flag to me as an adult, as a person. That was a red flag. Again, that was just kind of weird that my daughter has come home and told us about you, and then you haven't went and said anything to your parents. Again, I don't really know her folks like that. I don't speak to everybody on this street. We, you know, I don't know what type of people they are, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna be honest, just from what I've seen so far, I don't know exactly what type of people they are. But I give people the benefit of the doubt. But again, the little girl be acting weird, so it's like, it's just hard to really gauge like if she's cool or not. So far, I don't really think she's cool. And my daughter really ain't said nothing about her since she asked her, did she tell her parents about us? And I guess the little girl ain't brought it up either. And so, you know, so on and so forth. And that's kind of the timeline of kid relationships. You know, they come, and as fast as they come, they go. Whole different. And we had stuff like that, but I mean, it was a little bit different. Again, I live in an all black neighborhood. I pretty much knew everybody in the neighborhood. you either went to the same school or you didn't go to the same school. And then it was basically dependent upon who was able to be outside. Most times girls could not come outside. It was just only boys outside. Parents would keep the girls in the house. Girls might come out like during the summer, but that was only a little bit here and there. But typically after school and even on the weekends, little girls could not come outside. They might have been in their backyard. We got to talk to them over the fence, something like that. They couldn't be outside, but people were cool. People spoke, you communicated, you knew what was going on. I don't remember no funny stuff, you know what I mean? Unless you just couldn't come outside. Then you didn't really know nobody like that because your parents kept you cooped up. So that was just a little funny thing. But again, I was trying to think about it with my parent, Brandon. I wanted to tell my daughter, hey, don't be telling all our business and mentioning all this stuff. But I didn't. I had to step back and say, look, she's a kid. These are things that she wants to talk about. And it's like, I have to honor her being genuine and being herself and telling her story, even if she's telling a little bit too much. And it's different when your kid is talking to like other family members versus when they're talking to random people off the street. Even if it's other kids, it's just different. But me being the type of person, my wife, she probably wouldn't say nothing, period. You know, being, you know what I mean? But me, I definitely want to say something to my daughter and just give her the game and just tell her how to move and stuff like that. That's just the era and what I come up under, and my how my dad and my stepdad was, really my stepdad, not so much my dad, but that's what I come from. That's my cloth. That, you know, I'm just trying to let her be her. And I'm gonna guide and interject where I feel like I need to interject. So I just kind of left that alone because I'm like, they're probably going to forget. Not that I really think they will forget, but they probably will. Like, there'll be other things, other conversations that are being had, and they'll move on and, you know, talk about other stuff, you know what I mean? But she tells me about these different kids and these different interactions, and it's just so interesting. And me just trying to figure out, like, okay, when should I say something? Like, when is something where I feel like, okay, this isn't quite right, no, friends shouldn't do that. And again, we talked to her about right and wrong and being a good friend and being a good neighbor and being a good person and how people should treat, you know, we talked to her about all of that stuff. And we talked to her about defending herself and not letting people do certain things to her. And I did the same thing when she was in school before and when she was riding the bus before. But it's a little bit different now. And again, I tell her, if people mess with her, let them know your daddy is crazy. Same thing I used to tell my little sisters when they was younger. I say, let them know your brother is crazy. All right. I don't care if anybody got anything to say. Tell them your daddy will handle it or be involved. That's the type of parent I am. Y'all let me know what type of parents y'all are. Are y'all the parents that basically tell a kid everything, or are y'all the parents that tell a kid to tell y'all and then to let these other little motherfuckers know what the deal is and that you not to be played with? All right. I don't want my kid just getting into it with everybody. And she's a nice kid. She's not trying to get into it with everybody. But when I know people are messing with her, or when I hear her tell me something and she's like, I didn't really like her. Like, she'll say certain things. She's not really being like direct. It's more indirect because I don't think she's taking it that way. But I am. I am. I want all the smoke. All right. And we can handle it however we need to handle it from there. But typically kids leave her alone. And that's what I want. I don't want nobody messing with my child. I don't want nobody bullying her. I don't care who you are, you know, but she's a good kid. She goes, she sits down, she listens, she does all the things that she's supposed to do, and she's nice to people. She's like, she does all the things that you would like for a kid to do. So it's just my natural thing to want other kids to do the same thing. And I've told her before, everybody ain't gotta like her. Like, we've had this whole thing about everybody ain't gotta like you, everybody ain't gotta be your friend. So if somebody says they don't want to be your friend, it's okay. She actually told one little girl that she had just met, barely knew the girl, but the little girl said, can you be my best friend? And my daughter was like, no. But she said it in a nice way, and I just gave her credit for being so mature in her awareness. But it was so funny, and I might have told this on the last episode, but it was just so funny to me, like, the maturity she showed in that. I don't give this title out to everybody. I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't necessarily know you like that. So I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna be direct, I'm gonna say no, but I'm gonna say it in a nice way, you know what I mean? We can still be friendly and we can be this, but not necessarily you be my best friend. You know, we got to know each other a little bit more. She'll say friend all day, but she don't play about that best friend. That's a serious title that my daughter does not give to everybody else. I did this episode and I didn't want it to be this long, but I was really just sitting here thinking about the things that go through a parent's mind. And shout out to Weave, Dad Demo. Y'all go check out Dad Demo, but shout out to Weave out there in Houston. And, you know, just how we think as parents now, like in the people who are in our 30s, or even if you had kids a little bit younger than me or whatever, just you're a parent right now in this day and time, and then just you still not being too far removed from being a child yourself or being a teenager yourself, and still having those different feelings and emotions when you're hearing certain comments, certain conversations, and just where you want to interject and where you want to just let it be what it is. And of course, it, you know, again, if she's talking about something, you know, if she hears about some sex, I'm glad, even though these kids are a lot more mature, they're like the stuff they talking about is not what we were talking about as kids. Like it's just a weird, different world. We were talking about kid stuff and TV shows and stuff like that. They talking about like death and like COVID and like, what, I don't know. These kids are a lot different than I feel that I was and that kids I grew up were. But just letting them be a kid, like really, for me as a parent, stepping back and just acknowledging when I need to let my child be a child, be in that moment, communicate how she feels and what she wants to say or what she doesn't want to say, do what she wants to do or what she doesn't want to do. Of course, when I'm around, it's like, yes, if somebody's speaking to you, speak back. If this is happening, do this. If you're the oldest kid, make sure you look out for the younger kids. Make sure you ain't being a follower. Make sure you're being a leader. I've always been a leader. I'm gonna guide my daughter to do the same thing. Be a leader. You know what I mean? Don't be a follower. You know, just because everybody else is doing it don't mean you have to do it. But that's just how I am. And so it's interesting. And I was like, man, parents just don't understand. I don't always understand, but I'm learning and I'm just trying to go with the flow because my daughter is getting older and these things are occurring. And of course, I had a daughter first before a son, and it's just different. You know what I mean? It's different. And I think about that even with my son being in daycare and just what he's doing and all of that type of stuff. But I just got to let them be kids. You know, kids are going to lick on stuff. They're going to do stuff. But two good thing is I haven't seen any biting or anything. The Montessori, the school that my son goes to, they'll send us little pictures and just kind of tell us what he's eating when he's napping and, you know, poops and pees and all that stuff. Y'all will know. If y'all not parents, y'all will learn all this stuff. This is parent stuff. This is, you know, this is what it is. You know what I mean? You should have got it by the title. So I apologize if this stuff is foreign to you, but you probably got little sisters and brothers, and you know, you know a little bit of something, even if you ain't got kids yourself. But this is just the things that I think about and wondering, okay, are they making friends? Are, is people being nice? How do they interact, whether it's my son or my daughter, and just kind of like what's going on throughout the day? Of course, my daughter, she can verbalize it. She can tell me what she's doing in class and different things like that. So it's interesting, man, just to watch her grow up and think about the amount of time that's passing and looking forward to what she's going to be in the future. I'm just doing my best as a parent, and I see I ain't been holding the mic up directly to my mouth. This is why I don't like holding the mic. So this episode I decided to hold the mic instead of put it in the thing, but I'm gonna put it back in the thing because when I hold it, you get relaxed, you get comfortable, whatever. I don't know how people do this and they keep it up to their mouths the entire time like they're professionals. I'm not a professional at all, but I am a person who likes the podcast. I'm going to wrap this episode up. I've talked to you all enough, but I just thought it was interesting. You know what I mean? The mind that we have being parents now and the mind of these kids today and just the people that they're becoming and the parents that we're becoming as well and all of that good stuff. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this one. Again, you can find me on Instagram. You can go visit the website on Linktree/ What We Gonna Do Pod. And that's it, man. I'm gonna leave it like that. Until next time, peace.
parents just don't understand.